I am Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie. And with us in the studio today is Sanjay Kumar, I hope I got that right, founder of AvNav. Good morning.
Good morning, Dave and Eddie.
How are you doing?
Very good. Thank you. Happy to be here.
We're happy to have you.
We're happy to
have you. Otherwise, we'd have to talk about stuff.
Yeah, and that's bad. So you founded AvNav. What is that all about?
It's an electronic flight bag for pilots to plan their flight and navigate in the airspaces.
Okay, and so what makes you different from so many other ones?
Well, there are a few out there, but most electronic flight bag apps, EFBs as they are called, are built around the sectional two-dimensional FAA charts. Mm-hmm. So applications take these charts and slice and dice them in many different ways to show you a map. What we have done, we have developed our own map engine that does 3D terrain in high resolution. So everything is photorealistic, and you see airspaces, traffic, everything in 3D.
In 3D?
3D. So,
I actually see the inverted wedding cake.
You see the cake and the clouds and the rain, everything.
And it incorporates real-time weather?
It incorporates real-time weather from ADS-B receivers and traffic from ADS-B receiver. So your view is much more realistic.
Yeah.
In the sense of what you see, like people who fly the mountains, they see the valleys and mm-hmm. the mountains, and they are color-coded to show what's above you in red. So you get a much better picture with 3D. We have had pilots walk by our booth, and most of them were quite amazed. So we think it's a good system.
And it's running on an iPad?
It's running on an iPad, Android, and web desktop. It runs on all platforms. It was written from ground up to be running everywhere.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice.
That's a lot of effort, because if you write just for iPad or Android, we had an app for just Android, and that we introduced in the EAA AirVenture in 2014. Mm-hmm. And that was wicked fast, very fast app, but would only run on Android. So our users were like, give me something on the desktop, give me something on the iPad. So we worked almost 6 years to make it like that. It's a long development process.
So, you know, you're doing everything in 3D. It's almost like you're doing synthetic vision.
Yes. Synthetic vision is just a different way of looking at the same problem. Synthetic vision, you have a flat view, almost parallel to the Earth.
Right.
In the map, you're looking slightly tilted.
Okay.
It's not a full flat view. You're not looking at the sky. You're looking at the map below you.
Okay, so you're looking down from above.
Down from above. You're tilted, but you're not near horizontal view.
Okay.
We do have a PFD view, and there you can connect with X-Plane and do it at home to see a realistic view of where you're going to fly, or even in the flight when you have ADS-B receiver. You can get that view, PFD view. But for flight planning, you get something little less than that, but you get map with lots of details.
Okay. And, of course, with the traffic and everything already popping up.
It's integrated.
Yeah, that's got to make it really easy to figure out what's going on.
What's going on and where you're going to fly. Like, a lot of times pilots have anxiety. I'm going to fly to North Carolina. I'm going to fly to mountains. What will it be like 3 days, 5 days, 10 days out? So another feature we are releasing in this Oscast is called Clear Sky AI. What this does, it looks at the whole horizon of your timeline. And if you tell, I'm flying next Tuesday, it tells you whether it's okay or not, go or no go. And if it is no go, what could be an alternative? Leave a few hours later, climb a little higher, stay below the clouds, go lower. So it looks at all the thunderstorm, icing, wind, staff, METAR, and all the information, airspaces, special use airspaces, TFR, and comes up with a plan to get you there. So you tell us you're missing, we find a window for you, VFR or IFR. That's called Clear Sky AI. It's unlimited, included with the app. And it's dynamic. You change the route, you climb, descend, you move your departure window, and it goes in the background and does this. It takes about 8-10 seconds right now. We are working to make it faster. But that's the second aspect of the whole thing, is that we are not just 3D, we are 3D and AI, in that sense that You get
okay, so if I make a wrong turn, does it go boop, and then it tells me to
it's not real time. The AI is not real time. It requires internet, too, so it doesn't work in the cockpit. You have to do it at home, yes.
You got
to
offload the computing power.
Yes, yes.
Gotcha.
Otherwise, you'll need a thermonuclear reactor in your cockpit, and that won't be pretty.
Well, at least cabin heat won't be a problem.
Yeah, and you'll be your own nightlight after that, too.
Yes.
Now, you just said something, though, that was intriguing. Can you use this for IFR planning?
Yes, VFR and IFR. It will tell you VFR no-go, IFR go.
Okay.
And for IFR, we have full support for Victor Airways and approaches. So when you pick an approach, it will put the flight plan, the waypoints in the flight plan, and show you a vertical profile, how you're going to descend through the waypoints and step down fixes. All of that is in 3D. So you see yourself descending through the airspace in 3D with the step down points. So, you know, people talk about 3D approaches. It's already built in the app that we have.
That's nice. You know, there was talk years back of literally projecting boxes on your screen that you would fly through to stay on the approach.
Yes, yes. And that was a kind of a synthetic vision system where you'll fly the boxes. I believe it was currently now it's called Sandia. But yes, it was
It
was an idea.
When you're in IFR flight, and you've obviously got clouds, are they depicted on the map? Do they don't obscure my map, do they?
No. So when you're in the PFD view, your view in front is clear.
Okay.
No cloud, no rain.
Right.
You just see the terrain, and you see the satellite imagery. So as if you are flying in the real time.
Right. In other words, this is what I should be seeing outside the window, but...
Yeah, nothing to obscure you. But when you're on the ground, when you use a program like X-Plane in conjunction with that, we can create fog and cloud for you for practice,
okay.
But not in the flight when you're actually flying.
No, I don't want it on the I want to see what's supposed to be under me.
Yes.
Well, you know, you talk about being able to set this up so that you can plan ahead, say, like 10 days in advance. Now, what about software updates, and what about weather updates?
Well, it watches the Weather Channel.
Yeah.
It should.
Or something close to that for pilots, which is the ADS-B receiver. So when you're in the flight, you get the live data from the ADS-B receiver, and that's what is depicted. Now, I'd like to add one thing about this ADS-B. We have many ADS-B receivers out there in the market that give you the weather and traffic. We have added a module called Live ETC Text. It listens to the radio and transcribes the controller's talk into text on your app. So if you missed a call, if you forgot something, you can look up to see what they said. Not only that, when you're reading clearances, it takes the clearance information and converts into the flight plan, so you don't have to type all that stuff again. So that's called clear text live.
I don't know. They always told me no texting while flying.
No texting while flying, but the text on the controller is always welcome. And that's what you're getting. It's live. As they talk, you see the text.
That's wild. And it's actually, it's listening to the audio and transcribing. It's not a data feed.
It's not a data feed. It's listening to the radio. We have our own antenna, our own radio, a small dongle that on Bluetooth connects to phone or iPad, and it's a separate free app that we'll be releasing, and the device that people can buy for about $250.
So that would pop up, like if I had my PFD view, that would scroll across the bottom?
It will scroll across your box. So you get 3D, you get AI, and you get live text. These are the three things we have released.
I'm just going to go in the back and make coffee and let this thing fly the plane.
Yeah, really. It sounds like it could do it.
Well, they're working on it, but they're not telling us that.
Not yet.
Wow.
Well, it just seems that it's a very capable setup. What about software updates for this?
So software updates, we release it through the App Store. So you get updates continuously with the App Store releases. It's also available on the web, so it's continuously updated in that sense. If you release a fix, you get it right away on the web. In the App Store, you have to wait for the App Store releases. The data is updated as it updates. METAR, TOF, and those things come.
Is this a one-time cost, or is it a subscription-based?
So these are mostly subscription AFBs, and ours is $184.95 for the year, or $20 per month. We have an Oshkosh discount, 25%.
Wow.
This is very reasonable compared to other AFBs in the market, and we are here in the hangar 3121C, Hangar C. You can come see all our products live.
Okay, and I can take my iPad home and plan my flight and then take it to the airplane.
You just plan at home and pop it in the cockpit and it's synced across devices.
Right.
For your work computer, home computer, and the cockpit tablet are always in the sync.
Nice.
Well, that certainly simplifies a lot of things, because I've sat there on the runway with my buddy while he's punching in waypoints and everything, and we're burning fuel at $6 a gallon.
And when the controller gives you a complex long clearance to Detroit and you have all these radials and vectors, I mean, typing that in is a big problem, and this thing just reads live off the radio and makes
and
a flight plan out of it.
Sucks it right in for you.
Wow.
Does it give you audible warnings when you're messing up? Hey, you were supposed to turn the bearing.
We will have a different module in the ADSP built for that, with an AI module that will guide you through now descend, now turn base, and those kinds of guidances will be built in the next version of the ADSP receiver. We're calling it Smart ADSP. It's coming. We are working on it.
Okay. Now pay attention to the NORAD F-16 off your right.
Yeah.
All right. I want to thank you for joining us. We've been speaking with Sanjay Kumar of AvNav. And what building are you in? Where are you at?
We are in Hangar C, 3121 Booth C, Hangar Charlie. And we are on the web, avnav.com.
Very good. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio.